Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for tuning in. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the World Less Taken. Now, this is a beautiful energy that we are feeling, you guys. It can go either way of the polarity, right? For those that have been working on themselves, you are seeing that shift. And it just happens from a snap of your fingers, just like that. And you know, this time is just gratitude and like congratulations for what you're doing. And I don't see that there is any self-sabotaging. You know that you have worked on it to get where you are. One of the things also that I have to just put out there is that in this journey, you definitely lose yourself. You lose yourself, you lose your identity, you lose who you thought you were or who you want to be in the way. But ultimately, you come back to your true authentic self. Now, this seems very cliche, right? We have heard it before, that what is new, but this time you're really owning it. This time you're really walking on it because you are really seeing that the truth of the reality is that you are a real hard worker and that is something that thrives you. And all these stepping stones that you went through, right, the holistic, the unseen, everything that you have gone through is to bring you back to yourself, through your unique self. And you are in this point that you're seeing it, that there is no shame on me. There's no shame on what I do, on what motivates me, because that is me. Now, this has a different way of how it sounds to you, a different ring, because you are not within the distortion of the beliefs that you had, right? So that is something that is very different. The energy that we are feeling. And it feels really good. I see that we have here water. And water has been a challenging co-creator that is with us, but it is for the better of us, right? It brings out these emotions that we have kept in. And what we are seeing is that we are aligning with oneself, and we have the thunder here as well. Now, it feels very no movement at all, but there's a lot of things that are happening. Within your own self and how you are ticking, right? It is opening up to a different way of seeing things, right? So that is the message that I have for you guys. Thank you again for the elementals that were here and the spirit guides here, and for your own self. That you have decided to go on this beautiful, you would say, this beautiful mind trip, right? That brought us back to who we are. And it reminds me of this happy feeling that I had before any of the destruction happened. And I would say probably 2000... you could say 2000. I want to, in my mind, it wants to say 2015, but it feels that of that energy, that you feel good, and honestly, that feeling that I had, that I'm feeling right now, it felt of the energy that when I was a lot skinnier and I felt physically, I felt a lot better. I had it going on, but that energy is nothing that I'm feeling right now. It feels really good. I just, how can I say this? Is no longer attached to that, right? It's just like wanting to attach myself to that memory, right? And I no longer feel attached to that memory anymore. I feel more that I am happy. I feel really good. This energy feels very independent, that it's not attached to any connection to my past, right? It's like it's standing strong. It's in its, in the, it's like I am here and I am me and I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm like, welcome back, happy. Welcome back. Welcome back. The other thing that I do want to also add before I disconnect with you guys is that the ego is always going to be there. The ego is always going to be wanting more. It never is satisfied. And that's what we're going to be seeing. That is one of the gifts that are more prominent to us at this. And the more further that we go in our evolution, we are seeing kind of the trickery within the mind trip of the ego, right? It's not no longer, you know when it's going to be triggered. You know when it's triggered. And just like for an instance, right, when you get a raise, right, you know you did good, you're getting a raise, and, you know, you have, say that you have that number in your mind, and it comes, and bow, you get it, right, and all of a sudden, that number is not sufficient for you anymore. Why? Because you reached that achievement, and now you want more. And so you are going to be seeing that the ego gets triggered, and all you can do is kind of calm it down. But other than, in reality, it's not even calm. It's like knowing and accepting it, that it does come up. Not try to control it. It's like, I see it as like if you're the mother and the ego is the child, and when they want candy and they get a little stubborn and they kind of act up, that's how I am seeing it. But you're kind of letting it pass by. You're like, I know. So you've known. You have evolved from this. And instead of you getting triggered, you're seeing that the ego gets triggered in one way or another. But yeah, now you're really seeing it for what it really is. All right, my beautiful friends, until next time, namaste, bye.